Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
Now, the online sharing of child pornography has skyrocketed, with the number of images being hosted on disguised websites also increasing. Now, this is according to the latest findings from an online reporting forum, hotline.ie. Ronan Lupton is barrister and former director of the Internet Service Providers Association. Ronan, you're welcome to studio. We'll get into the findings, but what is Hotline?
Hotline.ie is a service provided by the internet industry, but funded by the internet industry, together with some EU structural funding, to facilitate the reporting of instances of child and other illicit content online. And what occurs is that when someone comes across such content, they can ring up or report electronically to hotline.ie, and at hotline.ie, there are content moderators who look at the content and then forward the content on to a couple of different areas. One would be to An Garda Síochána. The second area might be to Europol or to Interpol. And the third is onto a global network called the InHope Network, which is a network of other hotline services in other countries. And that's a very useful network, because what we're dealing with in this conversation is one of the most egregious forms of criminal activity online affecting children. And child sexual abuse material and imagery.
And what are we seeing? How much of an increase are we seeing in recent years? And how much are we seeing in this country versus other countries?
Well, this morning, Conor Gallagher had in the Irish Times a report in relation to the 2018 hotline.ie report. And the next report is due out in a number of weeks. And what we're seeing is a good trend in terms of the fact of people now being aware of the hotline service and reporting content they come across online for review by moderators. So that's a great thing. So the increase, as far as I can see, is hand in glove with people being aware of it and also reporting and making the reports and thus the content is then found to be illicit or not.
And your moderators are reporting on to An Garda Síochána.
That's correct.
They will then have an investigation.
Yeah.
There should be raids.
Yeah.
There should be arrests.
That's correct.
Does it all happen in that order?
It's complex. I should firstly say that the content moderators are also looked after psychologically. So that's a very important
issue.
Because
indeed we've had questions raised about moderators in other circumstances.
Exactly. So reports are then sent on, just answer the question, to the Gardaí or to the relevant repository. It could be Europol, Interpol or the InHope Network for investigation and takedown or investigation after takedown. So then we're looking at whether the guards have the resource to, in fact, deal with this particular content. And as I say, it's possibly the worst criminal activity online. My view, for what it's worth, is that they don't have the resource, given the population of Ireland at this stage, to actually deal with this efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Conor has dealt with in the Irish Times.
Able to follow through from Hotline to know what your moderators have seen, what they have reported on? Are you able to look at outcomes?
It's very difficult to do that. And I'll tell you why. Because oftentimes when content is found, hard drives need to be investigated and digital forensics need to be undertaken. And there you look at whether the guards have the resource to that, what the prosecution time and review time is. So it's very, very difficult to actually tell you on a case-by-case basis what the prosecution wants.
I mentioned the use of disguised websites to share this material. Tell us more about that, will you?
Well, what the report has disclosed is that bona fide adult content sites are providing portals to illegal content. And that's a huge issue. So if you are an adult and you're, in your own time doing something online and you come across this content, the first thing you say is, well, this should be reported. That's fine. But it appears to be the case that sites are operating and providing portals to content that they may not know is there.
Is it questionable then what they're doing, these so-called bona fide sites?
Yeah, it is questionable. And if portals are there and available, the content may be put there without them knowing. It could be a cyber hacking situation.
Okay.
Or it could be that they know it's there and they're acting unlawfully and illegally. So, and they should be prosecuted as a result of that activity. Well, when you think about it, the victims here are the children. I want to just pick up on one point. Mm. Previously in the programme, you had a lady on from NALA.
Yes.
And what...
Plain speaking.
Well, here's a plain speaking point. Under our legislation at the moment, we talk about child pornography. That definition is outdated and wrong. It's child sexual abuse material. And why is it? Because the child is the victim. And when we see prosecutions going before the court, it's some individual who's gone, viewed pornography, it's on his hard drive, the guards prosecute it, and that's the end of the case. There's very little consideration of the actual victim in this case. It might be a trafficked child in another country or a child in this country. It doesn't really matter where they are. But the terminology that's being used is somewhat wrong.
You think it's sanitized, do you?
It's sanitized. So you see a headline, child pornography, and you think, well, okay, it's child pornography.
But whereas do child you sexual think of abuse. The victim?
Child sexual abuse.
It's a very direct and there's absolutely. No mistaking what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Is hotline the main resource where this is being looked at and where this is being reported on in this country?
I remember being on the programme before and saying to you there are a number of different government departments with skin in the game on the internet. My view is that there isn't enough resource here. This is an industry-led initiative with European funding. It sits between the Department of Justice and the Office of Internet Safety for the criminal aspects of it, but also under the Department of Communications. Does the state do enough here? Absolutely not. And that's a civil issue in terms of resourcing the moderators, resourcing the organisation, and perhaps even putting it on a statutory basis. And we saw last week perhaps some electoral whistle or rattle shaking in terms of the online regulation coming forward. But there isn't enough there to answer the question.
More is needed. We're leaving it there. Ronan Lupton, barrister, former director of the Internet Service Providers Association. Thank you very much for coming in to us.